Thank you. The title of my talk today is The Impact of EMS Times on Major In-Hospital Complication After Trauma. I have no financial relationships to disclose. Just to provide a little bit of background on the subject, probably everybody in this room knows that timeliness of care is considered to be a major determinant of trauma outcomes. And although there is limited empiric evidence to support the trauma golden hour, which is the first 60 minutes after injury, this has been used to benchmark access to trauma care. And this hour is thought to be the time resuscitation, stabilization, and transport are most beneficial to patients. Previous research looking at the effect of EMS times on trauma outcomes has almost exclusively focused on mortality. And the majority of these studies examining the impact of EMS times on outcomes have primarily examined regional data or data from a single institution. So therefore, in the literature, little is known about how pre-hospital care times affect outcomes other than mortality, such as in-hospital complications. The objective of this study was to determine the effect of emergency medical service, EMS response, scene, and transport times on the likelihood of experiencing a major in-hospital complication after trauma. The data source for this project was the National Trauma Data Bank, and we used years 2008 to 2010, so it was a cross-sectional study. The data set was limited to patients that were treated at level 1 and 2 trauma centers that had injury severity scores greater than 9, and we only included patients between the ages of 18 and 64. Also, because our primary outcome of interest was in-hospital complication, we only included patients with a length of stay of 1 day or longer and excluded those who were dead on arrival. Because the independent variable of interest to the study was EMS time, patients without EMS data reported were excluded from the analysis. So our final data set included a total of 279 trauma centers and 193,498 cases. The primary outcome variable, again, was major in-hospital complication, and the complications that we looked at were acute respiratory distress, acute renal failure, cardiac arrest, myocardial infarction, stroke, pulmonary embolism, surgical site infection, pneumonia, and sepsis. And we chose these complications because previous studies have indicated that they have the highest attributable mortality in the trauma setting. The independent variables of interest, again, were EMS times, and we separated out variables for EMS response, scene, and transport times in order to investigate the effects of time spent at each step of pre-hospital care. And times were, instead of using continuous variable, we created a categorical variable with 10 minutes or less being the reference group, group 2 being 11 to 20 minutes, group 3, 21 to 30 minutes, and group 4, 31 to 40, 41 to 50, and 51 minutes or greater. For the analysis, I used the SAS procedure, Proclimix, to conduct hierarchical logistic regression to compare differences in patient odds ratios of complications across different categories of pre-hospital times. Our model incorporated random effects in order to account for within-hospital correlation. And we adjusted for age, gender, race, ethnicity, insurance status, the number of comorbidities present, mechanism of injury, injury severity score, Glasgow Coma score, hypertension, hospital region, and transfer status of the patient. Also, because the severity of a person's injury can influence the speed at which they are treated, we examined interaction effects between injury severity score and the time spent at each step of pre-hospital care. This just shows the descriptive characteristics. So in the left-hand column, we compare patients who did not have a major in-hospital complication with the right-hand column, which are patient characteristics of people who did have a major in-hospital complication. And they differed significantly on pretty much every variable in the model. Basically, we found that a greater percentage of patients with complications were male, had pre-existing comorbidities, had public insurance, they lived in the South, they had an injury severity score greater than 15. They were injured in a motor vehicle accident, had a head injury, and often arrived at the hospital in shock. And compared to patients without complications, we found that 15.8% of patients with complications died in hospital compared to 3.3% And lastly, in regards to transfer status, we found that 27.1% of patients with complications were transferred compared to 29.1% who did not have a complication. The final descriptive table looking at EMS times by complication status. A higher percentage of patients with complications had response times greater than 10 minutes, so 51% compared to 43%. We also found that patients with a complication were more likely to have scene time 30 minutes or longer. And finally, a lower percentage of patients with transport times over 30 minutes had a major in-hospital complication. Regression analysis, we found, again, that longer response times were predictive of major hospital complication. The group that had a response time over 50 minutes were 56% more likely to have a complication compared to people who had a response time of 10 minutes or less. Patients spending the longest amount of time on scene, which is greater than 40 minutes, had the greatest likelihood of complications. So, again, patients that had over 50-minute scene times were 74% more likely to have complications than those who spent less than 10 minutes on scene. However, one interesting finding was that patients spending 11 to 20 minutes on scene had the best outcomes, and they were actually significantly better than those who were on the scene for 10 minutes or less. And finally, we found that there was a significant interaction between specifically transport time and injury severity. And the interaction effect indicated that the more severely injured a patient was, greater transport times placed them at an increased risk for complication. However, we do see that longer transport times, the main effects show that that patients are less likely to have complications. Breaking out specific complications, this shows response times by complication type and the percentage of patients that developed each complication for each time interval. And we found that there were significant differences for all the complications examined here. And in general, patients with the lowest percentage of complications were those who spent 10 minutes or less being responded to. This shows scene times, and it shows a bit of a different pattern. Again, we see that patients with the longest scene times were more likely to have complications. However, we can see that the second group, 11 to 20 minutes, had a slightly lower percentage of each complication. And again, for this variable, all complications were significant. And finally, looking at transport times by complication type, we found four significant differences in cardiac arrest, surgical site infection, pneumonia, and sepsis. And we see that the shorter transport times are predictive of complication here. So in summary, we found that shorter response times were associated with better outcomes. This is fairly consistent with studies examining mortality outcomes. This also underscores the importance of dedicating resources to providing access to timely care. Next, our analysis found that very long scene times, so greater than 40 minutes, were predictive of complications. However, patients spending 11 to 20 minutes on scene had significantly better outcomes than patients who spent 10 minutes or less. So this is probably consistent with previous literature that's found sort of inconclusive effects in regards to the effect of scene time on mortality. However, our results may indicate that efficiently providing pre-hospital interventions on scene may improve hospital outcomes. And this also provides evidence to support both the scoop and run and stay in place treatment strategies. Lastly, we found that longer transport times were actually associated with a lower likelihood of in-hospital complication. However, when holding injury severity score constant, longer transport times are predictive of complication. However, it could be that just even though there is a significant interaction, and this could be a confounder with injury severity, it is possible that longer transport times might give a definitive care setting more time to prepare for patients upon arrival, or they may take more time to go to a higher level of care than they would have taken them if they'd gone to the closest hospital. Limitations. This data set lacks important information on which pre-hospital interventions were administered. There's also no information on the experience or training of the provider of EMS care, which is critical to the quality of pre-hospital care being provided. NTDB is missing EMS data in about 48% of cases in this data set, and it's very difficult. We can't really tell if it's because EMS data is missing or the patient didn't use EMS services. And finally, region is the only geographic variable we have, so we have no indicator of whether or not a patient comes from a rural or urban setting. And finally, the time between the occurrence of injury and EMS contact is unknown. For future studies, I think collecting information on pre-hospital interventions along with time is critical. You can also examine the differences in the effect of EMS times on patients who did differ in injury type and severity, age, and location. And finally, it may be helpful to employ analytical methods more adept at handling the endogenous relationship between injury severity and speed of care. So some econometric methods such as second stage residual inclusion models might be more appropriate. And finally, I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors. So Dr. Zarzar, the director of CORES, another surgeon colleague, Allison Fesher, Demetria Bate, our data analyst, and then also Erica Park, a med student who's been working on this project. So thank you.